the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. In this episode, I'm going to be raising awareness on adders. Seeing as now is the perfect weather for all reptiles to come out and bask in the sun, especially adders, I thought it'd be best to raise awareness on adders and, most importantly, what to do if you encounter them. But first of all, here's a bit of information on the adder. Adders are vipers, the only one in the UK and the only venomous snake in the UK. Now, don't let the fact that these are vipers frighten you. Now, adders, like their viper cousins, are venomous, and they do have medically significant venom. However, there has not been a recorded death from an adder bite since the 1970s. This is due to a mix of both education in the species as a whole, and as well as healthcare quality increasing, and the availability of antivenom. You can identify adders through their very distinct colorations. Unlike that of, say, the grass snake, adders are usually either a sort of dark charcoal greyish kind of color, or even a black, this is the male adders, or a mostly brown coloration in the females. Adders are mostly found in basically anywhere where people are scarce. They can be found in heathlands, sand dunes, and of course, tall grass. These are common hunting grounds for the adders, where they hunt rodents mostly. So, without further ado, here's a bit of information on what to do if you encounter one of these magnificent snakes. First things first, please don't disturb the adders. If they are disturbed, they may bite, and this can be very painful. Step back, give them space, and admire their beauty, then leave them in peace. Another thing to add is that if you have dogs, make sure to keep them on a lead when you're in dense heathland where there is a lot of gorse. Most importantly, never touch or pick up an adder. If you find a stranded adder on a beach, please give it space to find its own way back into the dunes. And something very important that must be said, if you believe you have been bitten, stay calm and seek prompt medical assistance. If you believe your dog has been bitten, please seek immediate veterinary care. Keep the dog calm and cool and as immobile as possible. To simplify this can be put down to 3 simple steps. If you see an adder, stop. Step 2, step back. And step 3, admire from a distance. Remember, the snake is just as scared of you as you are of it. I know that saying has probably been said countless times, but it is very much true. Leave the snake be and the snake will leave you. And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we go over a very commonly kept lizard in the hobby, and that is the Uromastix. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.